Hello, my name's Joseph Gallivan. I'm the presenter of Art Focus, the Tuesday morning art show on KBOO. Me and my kids have two cats, Caramel, who is an ornery orange, or ginger, as they say in England, and Matey, who is black. Caramel is about 14. We adopted her when my daughter Helena was 6, and now she's 20, studying art at university. Matey we have had for 5 years, but he was full grown when we got him, so who knows when he was born. The cat shelter in Sherwood were only certain that he had FIV, what we call cat AIDS, and was a reformed alley cat who had just been dewormed. Caramel lets us rub her ears and belly, but not her flank. That'll get you a biting. She also sometimes attacks your ankles as you walk by and will draw blood. But I think that's related to her dusk time shenanigans, which is the hunting instinct of running madly up and down our apartment. However, when we brought Matey home unasked, she hissed at him and he hid under my bed for a week. 5 years later, she still hisses and swipes at him, and she always eats first. Whenever she hears the pop-top on a can of Friskies, she lumbers over in a thoroughly entitled manner. It's like Sing Sing, but the food is better. Poor old Matey hovers, waiting till the coast is clear, and he can risk entering the dead end we call our kitchen. Caramel has only become more ornery over the years. She hogs the heating pad and sometimes craps on the rug in what they call in Northern Ireland a dirty protest. But there's no changing her. My son Liam, who is 16, loves to hold her and stretch her out like he's a cat chiropractor. She tolerates lying on her back on Liam's belly, so long as he jiggles her very gently. She can balance like that, paws in the air for minutes. Caramel and Matey are both indoor cats. Even the balcony doesn't interest them. They eat, they sleep, they nose around, they get petted, and if my daughter is around, dressed in costume. My girlfriend Nayang loves them too, and is always offering to pay to take them to her vet. But I say, wait and see. Matey we named after the black hole, M87. He is always in silhouette. He gives off no light, except for his gammy left eye, which we were told may be a cataract. On top of regularly getting his ass kicked, as they say in America, by Caramel, just 2 weeks ago he developed a lame left hind leg. It doesn't seem to hurt, but it is floppy and seems numb. He no longer rides at dawn or runs around the furniture at dusk. He hides under my bed more. He still loves it when it's bedtime and comes to sleep on top of me and Nayang, but he definitely looks sad and confused. We took him to Dove Lewis Animal Hospital. They felt his leg and found nothing, then offered a choice of blood work for $550 or an x-ray for $1,000. I went with the blood work, which showed he's perfectly healthy, so he's not going back there. YouTube is no help either. He will have to learn to limp full time if that hind leg doesn't magically heal up. We love our cats, and you should too. When they die, we'll be very sad. If you care, there are some photos of them on the KBOO website. We love our cats, and if you feel like making a donation to Cat Adoption Team in Sherwood, Oregon, where Matey came from, go ahead at catadoptionteam.org. You may be saving the life of another Matey on death row. We love our cats, and if you feel like donating to KBOO to keep the station going, please go to kboo.fm and seek out the donate button. Or if your pet is in your lap and you really cannot move, just go there and text the money.